The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
At our mercy.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Best of the Best, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Easy Car Sales, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Jerkers Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
Happy Friday. You've got it locked and loaded to the Friday, December 6th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty along with Mary Jane.
Hello.
In your company right up until 6 p.m. It is Friday, so you know we're doing the weekend review. Very special guest joining us today, and they will jump on in on the flip side of the break as we get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes, and that is none other than Miss Orinthia Komolafi. We've got a lot to talk about, a lot to get caught up with. I want to talk Lakers with her, too, because... Anyway, different story for another day. But anyway, what we got to do, obviously, is get the particulars out of the way. You know how this show rolls. It's Talking Heads. And if you want to be a Talking Head, here's how.
Here's how you can become a Talking Head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines in New Providence are open. 323-6232. 325-4316. 354-259. Toll free and anyone in the family island is 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. And if we got lots to talk about, week in review, you know we got things... throughout the week we got to talk about, and including some of the headlines that just popped up overnight.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
Here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Don't forget, just in time for Christmas, new arrivals at Fine Threads. Both locations, don't forget, there are 12 days of Christmas going on. I'm sure you'll hear more about it right here. But be sure to check them out online to see everything that's going on at Fine Threads for the Christmas season. Simply log on to finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. And, of course, both of those locations available for you at 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And, of course, speaking of Southwest Plaza location, real quick, off the top of my head, I got to get this in. Texter, thank you. I appreciate it. An afternoon, Naughty. Sorry to bother you, but I'm in the Southwest Plaza parking lot and taxi number TN0513. A cream-colored Toyota Hiace is parked in a disabled spot. Too much sun to get the picture. Thanks, Naughty. All right, I'll follow it up. And anybody in the area out there, my other, you know, disabled parking lot defenders, if you are in that area, snap some pictures and get it to me. But listen, taxi number TN0513. Move your bungie out of the parking lot, disabled parking, please. Thank you very much. And I know a lot of taxi cab drivers listen to me. Run it up the cab wire. Let them know that cream color Toyota Hiace. Get out of the disabled parking spot in the Southwest Plaza. No better, do better. All right, now we got that out of the way. MJ.
Hey.
What a week.
Yeah, that's why this review.
What a week.
Like, I'm still kind of like processing some of the things that happened this week because a lot of
people. We're still talking about Wednesday's show. Pearly was on yesterday.
Right.
With and shout out to the flag man, Mr. Adrian White.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, your nickname probably going to go down now as Adrian Flag White or Adrian the Flag Man White. You got to accept it. You got to roll with it because I tell you, you got people across this country saying they wish their significant other, men and women, rolling them as tight as you was holding that flag. So, you've set a precedent, Mr. White. You've made the Conky Joe Hall of Fame, brother. Good job. All right, so with that being said, MJ, we got our special guest, Ms. Orinthia Komolafi. We'll talk to her on the flip side of the break, but we got the weekend review lined up. And like I say, just do you think in 2024, if you would legitimately sat down and said, we would have seen the resignation of the chief of police, the cry for the resignation of the minister of national security, the mace being thrown out the window again.
Again.
Not to mention more great and more what-ifs and whodunits and who-is-its, more innuendo circulating, F&M accusing the PM of gaslighting behemoths. Did you think those would be the headlines in 2024?
Coming this close to Christmas, no, but I mean...
More murders last night, not to be lost in the shuffle. Men again.
At Potter's Key
near Okra Hill. And again, we are losing a whole generation of young men between 18 and 35 to senseless gang and drug violence and gun violence. It's genocide right now. We're performing it on our own, and it's sad. And it needs to stop. For those of you all who like to say, I don't cry out about violence against men. If we lose all the men, how are we going to become Bahamians in the future? All the Bahamian women in the world can't procreate if we don't have Bahamian men. And what's going to become of the Bahamas?
Technically, we can, but...
You can, but if there ain't no Bahamian dudes, they ain't going to be...
I get your point. Okay. Gotcha. We just want all of our young men and women to do well and to prosper and to achieve their highest goals and, you know, have all of the advantages that this country should be able to offer its citizens. I mean, that's important. And being able to survive is top of the list.
And they should be allowed to live a certain way. You shouldn't be bullied for being smart. You shouldn't be coerced into doing something because you're smart or you're talented or you're athletic. You shouldn't be put down for that. You should be allowed to live and allowed to do what you need. Outlet. Don't be forced into a gang culture because there's no other conduits for kids to get out.
And achieving a comfortable middle class standard of living shouldn't be out of reach for the average Bahamian.
You all talk about these nice things like middle class. Where's the middle class? Last time she was here, we was looking for the middle class. We ain't found it yet.
Okay. Well,
but it could happen. Like two Irishmen walk out of a bar on St. Patty's Day. It could happen. It could happen. We could find the middle class. All right, so we got a lot to talk about, and it's all coming up on the flip side of the break. Keep it right where you got it. The Friday, December 6th edition of Talking Heads continues right now, and we'll be getting into the buzz, brought to you by John Shoes on the flip side of the break. And our special guest, Ms. Cynthia Komolafi, will be joining us. So buckle up. It's going to be a hot one.
Babylon and the free talk could never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown. Me burn a fire upon a weak heart. Babylon and the free talk could never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Bring flavor home for the holidays with a KFC Festive Feast. Create timeless memories with a $20 KFC Festive Bucket, brimming with 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits, or decorate the dinner table with a juicy chicken, 4 biscuits, a large corn and mashed potato duo with a side of gravy, and 4 of our new pumpkin dessert biscuits. Crunch the holidays however you want, and let us do the dishes. KFC Nassau, it's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale, and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
My understanding more to where I got to get ready for the best of the best of God. I'm coming to the Montague Four Shores from December 5th to December 8th. Join me in Bucto for thrilling A, B, C, and E class races featuring the top sailors from around the world. My understanding, you want to see me talking?
I'm talking.
Anyway, also experience amazing Bahamian food and vibrant culture with the best delicious local dishes and live performances from the Bahamian top artists. And guess what? I can be there shaking a leg.
Shaking what leg?
And it's in our shop.
NRG is nutrition. Check out our world-famous smoothies, signature quinoa dishes. We have the best salads and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now dinner. Made with love and the highest quality ingredients. And is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of our three locations. Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. West Bay Street and Gladstone Road in the Monroe's Complex, open until 4 p.m. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at NRG Bahamas. NRG, nutrition ready to go.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Well, I got you on the Friday, December 6th edition of Talking Heads, and we're now getting into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. Be sure to check them out of the 12 days of Christmas they got going on. Different giveaway every day, awesome giveaways, great appliances, great deals on shoes, great gift certificates, all types of great stuff. Be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store on Rosetta today, and both locations available for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. All right. Very special guest with us again today. Glad to have us back. Glad to have her back with us on Talking Heads. Miss Arinthia Komolafi, how are you?
Good, good. Good afternoon. How's everybody?
I'm good. We're good. How's the fam? How's your crew?
Everyone is good. I had a very early morning. Very early morning. Just had a cross country today, BAISS.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yes,
boy.
Yes. So I just want to give a shout out to the great QC Comets.
Okay.
they carried the cross country 6 divisions out of 8.
They did.
It was very
that
dominating.
That is remarkable.
Boy, we got
to talk
cross
country. Been hearing a lot
country.
About the Comets yes. for the last few years. The Comets been dominating.
It's a preview of things to come.
You know, they had that one year, a couple of years ago, when they had Pearly Alden in his knickers and his knots because they beat Sac,
yes,
and he was all, you know, he was
that
guy.
Until
Sac won the next year, and it worked out. But, boy, he had a lot to carry that year. It was rough.
Well, yeah, they could be a rough year for him all year long because it's one of three. We carried the cross country. We're going for the track and field championship. And then next,
take it
we're
off.
Going for the high school nationals.
Yes. Take it off.
We're taking the whole haul
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Convincingly.
Okay.
Landslide.
Oh, Lord. All right. So, as Naughty was saying before we went to the break, there's been a lot happening this week. I think the number one thing people are talking about, though, and I guess it all ties together. You have the indictment that was handed down from the Southern District of New York last week. Mm-hmm. We had Commissioner of Police resign. Mm-hmm. And then we had a lot happen in the House of Assembly on Wednesday. Just pick where you want
to
start.
Unpack.
Pick where you want to start with that. What were your thoughts? Let's start with the House of Assembly. What were your thoughts on what transpired in the House on Wednesday?
I mean, I don't know. Who needed Netflix this week?
Okay. I think my subscription ran out, but I didn't even notice because we had our own Netflix.
Exactly. I'm still trying to catch up, actually, because I was actually out there.
Right.
I was on the bleachers.
Oh.
So I didn't get to watch the House proceedings.
Right.
I didn't get to follow it. And so when I got home Wednesday evening and yesterday.
Right.
And a little bit of this afternoon, I'm still trying to catch up.
Wow.
But it was certainly a spectacle out there on the inside and on the outside.
The significance of the mace bingo. What does that look like to you in your mind?
Well, I think sometimes you have to do things to get the nation's attention.
Right.
And the people who you are trying to get their attention, if you have tried so many avenues on so many occasions.
Right.
Because you have to appreciate the fact that this is all born out of the fact that this indictment was last week.
Right.
And the opposition has been trying to speak on the matter. And they've been stifled on speaking on the matter. And they've been trying constantly every time they go inside the House last week and then this week. And so sometimes you have to do some very radical things in order to get people's attention. Now, for me, sitting out there on the bleachers, it was kind of surreal because we were like, first of all, we weren't expecting it.
Right.
Like, we just were not expecting it. We knew there was
a lot. So you mean it wasn't staged, in your opinion? You didn't see that coming?
Well,
because, you know, that's the hot talk nowadays, you know?
That's the hot topic, but we could talk about that.
But you know what amazes me? And I want you to go right back into it, but, you know, me, comedian out on the irony. A lot of people like to when it's convenient, make fun of the fact that Mr. Pintaud is a playwright. You see what I mean? Now it's like, okay, now it's a skit. Now we get that.
Right.
But at the same time, when he makes great points, it's the same brilliant playwright that's making those points that just made your unquote skit, that it really is not a skit, because I didn't see it coming.
No.
I looked at the video like football. The sergeant at arms, I hope he's okay, but brother, you way too slow. You got like 4.2, 4 minute and 20 second 40 speed time. When you got a big boy like Shenandoah, who ain't slim like when he was on fries or playing point guard, and Adrian White, who's chunky but funky, beating you all to the window, holding it up and the mace getting thrown out, you all need to do better. That wasn't staged. They had ample time to do it. You could have thought about it in the moment and get away with it because you all were too slow. You all weren't on point, kind of like this administration. But anyway, back to that topic.
I think everybody was stunned by that because I've watched that footage at least 50 times.
Oh,
no
wow.
joke. Because you have to focus on different characters.
Right. Like you
every
go back
time
and
you're
okay,
watch
well,
it. You,
this person was doing well. This was happening.
Right.
Okay, now.
Yes.
What did they, yeah, I literally was watching it back to see. Because, you know, a lot of spectators stood up, but everybody was so slow to realize what was happening.
Everybody was shocked. If you look, the whole house was shocked.
Right.
You know? At one point, you had to look at the speaker's reaction. You
right.
had to look at the way Deputy Leader Cartwright moved. You had to look at how his colleagues were stunned.
Right.
You have to look at, I mean, even the member for CPRIS, it just even her reaction was...
Right, everything.
Worried, everything, yeah. everything. But, you know, I hear this talk, and we talk about, you mentioned it, I hear this talk about, oh, it was staged, and I mean, by the way, if it was staged, you need to give that man a couple $1 million.
Why
let him
Oscar
put a good
rate.
Production.
Let him write the next 3 hours. Let me promote it. Let him make
bed. Yeah, some top tier.
It was really good.
Yeah.
It was that the way that it unfolded.
Yeah.
Right? And I hear this talk, particularly from the other side, that, okay, it was staged. But so what if it was staged?
Wasn't
the first
Salinden and Somalo
staged?
Right.
Right? It was planned.
Right.
Because they were fighting for essentially something that they thought was an injustice. They didn't like how the Boundaries Commission were seemingly cutting up seats for the benefit.
Gerrymandering
mm-hmm. for the benefit of the United Bohemian Party, who right. at the time were the party in office. And so they thought to themselves, and you know, Salinden himself is quoted as saying, I'm not sure if it was successful or if it was Loftus. But one of them said, we have to do something radical to get to people's attention.
Right.
And they came to the conclusion of the mace. He said he said the way they came up with it, he thought that they really thought about it when they brought the matter up. Now, he was reluctant. They asked, who would be the one? He asked, who would be the one to throw it out? And he was reluctant.
Wow.
They said, you, of course. And he was reluctant to do it because, you know, they were concerned about hurting people. They know they were going to bring the people there into Rawson Square. There was going to be a mass of people, but he didn't want to throw the mace out there and hurt persons.
Inadvertently.
Yes.
Right.
And then, you know, it was said that Somalo said, well, if Pinlin is not prepared to do it, I'll do it.
And he grabbed the hourglass, correct?
When Pinlin threw out the mace, he went and he grabbed the hourglass.
Right.
He had his time in his
He was ready.
Well.
Yeah. He was stayed
Absolutely.
On ready. So something was getting tossed
Absolutely.
That day. Right.
But,
okay.
But my point is, history often repeats itself.
It does.
And wasn't it based, the original incarnation of it, based on the fact that then House Speaker, Mr. Robert Simonet, was considered unbiased and unfair toward
Yes,
the opposition.
He was not allowing the opposition to speak. Pinlin got up to make intervention, and he was not allowed, trying to stop the motion of this bill that was bringing forth this bill to change these boundaries. And it was the same thing. And you often hear the saying, if you don't know your history, you'll repeat, you know, you'll repeat it.
Yeah.
Right? If you don't know your past, you're bound to repeat it. Well,
right.
This was a good opportunity and a good time and a fitting time to repeat history because this was for good reason. The protest that was held by the Free National Movement had to do with democracy, being under attack. We have a sitting government that was full. I always have to remind people of this. The Progressive Liberal Party only achieved 34% of the voting population to support them for this government. So by all intents and purposes, they are a minority government. You cannot silence the voice of the opposition. You might have the majority in the House, but there are still 25% of the persons who went out there and voted the movement. And then there were 35% of the persons who decided not to come out.
Not to support
but you still
either.
Must govern in their interest. It doesn't matter whether they came out or not. Right. You have to govern in the interest of all Bahamians. And so you cannot silence the voice of the opposition. And Bahamians want to know the details of this indictment. There are so many questions that needed to be raised that the government has yet given the opposition or the Bahamian people the opportunity to raise these questions and to have these questions answered.
What do you say to persons, persons who say, well, they could speak, go outside and talk all you want to talk. You could go talk to the media. What's the significance of having those remarks on the record in the House?
They absolutely must be on the record because, again, it's a democracy that we're functioning in. It is a system that we have all adhered to, that it's for the people, by the people, of the people. And if that particular institution represents the power of the people, because they are the ones that sent those individuals into the House, then that is the playground, that is the stomping ground, that is the platform by which they will speak to on behalf of the people. That doesn't mean that the opposition has not been speaking outside of the House.
Right.
Prior to Wednesday, the Free National Movement held a press conference at its headquarters on Sunday. And the leader of the Free National Movement, the Honorable Michael C. Pintard, spoke to multiple issues. He raised those issues, all of the issues that were intended, again, to be raised in the House of Parliament so that it can be on the record, so that it can be in the hindsight, so that it can be shown and determined for generations coming forward that when this embarrassment came upon our nation, that there was a credible and a competent and a demanding opposition that demanded answers and accountability from the governing party.
All right, let's get this call in, and then I got a question for you regarding the speaker. Talking heads.
Hey, what's going on, Artie?
Hey, what's happening?
Good to you, guest.
Good afternoon. Hi.
I hear her give her retort filled with alliterations and exciting talk, but I want to give some sober commentary on her remarks and the incidents that went on a few days ago. Firstly, students of history and people who are well aware of the history of our country found it to be quite boring and more theatrical. And I'll tell you why. Because after that mace and hourglass was thrown out of the assembly, 65, 67, it was followed by 67 majority rule, which is, by any mark in accordance to world history, an astronomical event, especially in the Caribbean, followed by 1973 independence. See what Mr. Pintard has done. And I am not a political proponent. I've never voted in my life, I like to say that.
Well, you go on and try to defend the PIP a lot for not being a political proponent, my brother.
Buddy, hold on. We let the lady speak, so just allow me, please.
And I am, hold on, but on my show, I can interject whenever I want.
I know.
So then don't tell me when not to speak on my show. And I would humbly ask you to let me complete my point before you continue to blindly defend the PIP like you do so much on the show. That's all. You know, I keep it 100. Go ahead.
I understand, and I kindly apologize. But I'm simply saying that now that this event has occurred and we have replicated history, what must follow, and I will be keenly observant, just like I observed the men's march that happened and nothing came from it. I will be keenly observant the opposition's move of inquiry to bring those people to justice. I will keenly watch for practical applications of bringing public officials that misuse and misappropriate public funds to the court and the highest amount of punishment.
So let me and you understand, Paige. You are for a commission of inquiry, regardless of political affiliation.
Yes.
If there are politicians that are guilty of inappropriate and misappropriations, you want a commission of inquiry, regardless.
Yes, I want to see.
You understand, Paige?
After the dramatic, after all the acts, I want to see now practical applications and practical justice prevail. I want to see sharp and distinctive and pungent policies put in place to make sure that any public servant and politician that does what these people are being accused of be acted upon with swift
and decisive punishment, and I could give them some ideas.
Now you got to
call. Thank you so much. Can I intervene?
Hold on.
Can I?
Caller, we have
a lot of callers on the line. I know you are. I know you're very passionate, but we have to get to some more of these callers. Allow Mrs. Komolafi to answer. Thank you for calling.
Well, first of all, I want to say the caller said that what transpired this week was boring. That was anything short of boring.
It was not boring. All right? Last caller, you got to tell us what you live in, because that was boring.
The young people even followed it. My children were talking about it on the way to the cross country this morning. Young people, 14, 15-year-olds, talking about it and laughing. It was not boring. I think the caller is right in asking for the commission of inquiry.
Correct.
And persons
I agree
being
with that
held
point.
Accountable. The leader of the Free National Movement has called for a commission of inquiry. But I find it very interesting. I think that the caller would have found his statements less boring if he had said to me, I think we need to hold the government's feet to the fire because they need to answer some questions.
Right.
Because there is an indictment that was filed in the United States of America. That's not a light thing that was done. You have to go before a grand jury. You have to present evidence in order to get an indictment. That means that there was sufficient evidence that was put before this grand jury to bring forth this indictment. This matter was going on for several years, as stated in the indictment, 3 years, as far back as May 2021.
Right.
This current administration came to office in September 2021. The prime minister appointed a minister of national security. He appointed a minister with responsibility for aviation. He appointed a minister with responsibility for maritime. He appointed an attorney general. He also brought back a police. And that minister of national security also has responsibility for the Commodore of the Royal Bahamas Defense Force. So, sir, all of these portfolios, ministerial portfolios, come underneath you, and all of them seem to have been compromised on your watch, including the Customs Department, which comes under his portfolio as the Minister
of Finance. Mm-hmm.
So it would be right for right-thinking Bahamians like the caller and all of us and the opposition, which is the opposition is seeking to do, for you to give us answers. Minister of National Security, how did this happen under your nose and you found out when all the rest of us found out? Minister responsible for aviation, Bahamians are sitting inside an airport, and while we're sitting there, we're being told that dangerous drugs is in the building with us.
And the police escort, allegedly.
Exactly. Minister with responsible for maritime and the commandant. You mean to tell us that our waters are not being patrolled properly and that the U.S. is accusing us of giving high intelligence information to narcotics traffickers, among others, and you don't know anything about it?
And also there was an accusation there that the DEA weren't allowed access to some confiscated drugs, which raises another layer of questions.
Exactly, that they did not have access to certain evidence. And then the attorney general, who, by the way, was just a couple of days away talking about climate change in the midst of one of the biggest crises that we have experienced as a nation in recent times, certainly on this administration's watch, a whole indictment comes forward and we hear nothing from the attorney general. And then this particular administration has done nothing to give us any confidence that they are going to move forward and with any sweeping reforms.
Not to mention their chairman having the unmitigated gall to dismiss the Southern District of New York and those indictments. I mean, come on.
But he's following his leader, because the prime minister, when he gave his contribution in the House last week, downplayed the indictment.
And he should be familiar with Southern District of New York, right? After FTX and SBF. Hello.
Is it concerning that
that's true?
Our partners in the U.S. didn't give us a heads
up? It's absolutely concerning. And then that brings into question, I don't know in which capacity he speaks in when he puts these voice notes out daily, if he's the member of parliament for Fox Hill, or if he's the minister of foreign affairs, or if he's the national chairman, because you mean to tell me that the diplomatic relations between us and our number one ally, the United States, has deteriorated to the extent that they could not have informed you of this information? The prime minister is condemned by his own words, because there was contradiction between himself and the commissioner of the police. The commissioner of police on Sunday said he wasn't aware of this uptick, But the prime minister himself
said he had three meetings or something like that.
At least three meetings he raised brought it. To the attention of the U.S. authorities that he saw an uptick in trafficking activities in this country.
Those
so
two
which
statements
is it?
Don't.
What is it?
They can't exist together.
Let's get to the phone lines. Fully Loaded Quarters will get to you, but you got to be quick. Obviously, the lines are all lit up. Yeah. And here we go. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Mary Jane.
Hi, how are you?
And good day to your honorable guest.
Good day. Hello.
Ms. Kumanasi.
Yes,
listen,
ma'am.
You know, all of what you were saying brought to mind one thing after what Shannon Stone did in the House on Wednesday was did the Prime Minister set the election? Please let me know. I'm ready to vote. But that's the thing left to do, in all fairness, because had this been the S&M, their heads would have rolled.
But absolutely.
Let's see him call.
And the production would have been bigger.
Yeah. And rightfully so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, make the hard call. Call election. That's what he left to do.
Thank you so much,
all right,
Carl.
Good
have a
stuff.
Great weekend.
Let's get
weekend.
The other calls. Talking heads.
Yes, sir. Good evening to you and your guest.
How are you?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes. Please, I want to know if you have invited some of those personalities to be in your talk show as well. Like the chairman, the Minister of Foreign Affairs.
Well, I'll be honest with you. The chairman and I don't go two steps, so he will never come on this show. However, Madam Speaker has been on the show before. We look to have her back. And we have several other guests that have been on.
Mr.
So,
Monroe before he was in his capacity.
That can be arranged, but you will never see the chairman, Minister of Affairs and Foreign, or the MP for Fox Hill on this show.
I love the way you mentioned the timing in which it took to throw the mace. But we got to give credit where credit is due because I think he's not an athlete per se. He couldn't do it in any more faster seconds, you know?
All right. Okay. And he was injured too, and I wish him, I wish the Sergeant of Arms all the best as well too.
Thank you, Carl.
Speedy recovery. Thank you for the call. Talking heads.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm listening to
Mrs. Very intelligent, intellectual ladies. We have MJ, the host, and of course, Ms. Kumanasi.
Okay, good. And rightfully so, you know, everything she's saying is the truth, you know. But you know what I see one thing that we are not doing? We are not doing the same. We are not doing the same to the F&M. This started under the F&M watch. Okay, now. And I don't care if it start under the F&M watch 2 weeks, 1 week, this started under the F&M watch. So the same blame that could go around to the PLP, which is rightfully so, could go around to the F&M. Let's be fair in our criticism in this whole thing, unless at the end of the day, we are going to elect the same persons again who this started under, and we get the same results again. Okay? If we're serious about building country, let's build country and leave the politics out of it, which I know is so difficult to do. But I think that's the lady in there from the DNA. She should have still had a party, so maybe this would have been a trend. Because what we're seeing now is the same thing happening under the F&M, happen under the PLP. But you know what that also say to me? That also say to me, don't care which government we have in there, as long as we are human beings in places, these things are going to happen. Now, one thing I must commend the Prime Minister for, the Prime Minister acted very swiftly in doing what he had to do. But you know, anything he do now, we can say, it's too late. It could have been done faster. Which in these things started under, and I heard the former national security say he's been in contact with the U.S. all the time. They're his friends, but why they didn't tell him?
But caller, point of an inquiry would be the inquiry would expose any and all persons. When you're dealing with human beings, as you say,
I feel in this matter right now, there's no need for no inquiry. What need to happen is persons who was involved, the former minister. The former prime minister.
No, sir. Okay. No, sir. See, sir, you just exposed yourself. You just exposed yourself because the reality is the person and the people and the party that has the power to rectify the situation, to clean it up, it's the PLP. They are there. This happened largely on their watch, under the ministers that were appointed by Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis. And I disagree with you. He did not act quickly. He had to be pressured. And he still has not gone to the extent that he needs to go to. He needs to have his Minister of National Security resign, or he must do the right thing and fire him. And he must also remove that aviation portfolio from his Deputy Prime Minister. And all of these things must be done until such time. And whoever has the maritime portfolio, that must also be removed until we have the findings of the inquiry. Listen, we cannot have, I'll tell you one thing, this indictment has already gone forward. We're going to see this going to trial within the first quarter of next year. We cannot have this trial taking place and unfolding. And I don't want to hear no foolishness, but we're going to wait for the results of this trial before we get to an inquiry. We should have this inquiry coming straight out of the gate in January 2025. I don't want to hear any foolishness about who was there. And we know who is here now. And they have been there for 3 years. And this prime minister needs to get to acting today.
Thank you very much, caller. The lines are completely lit up.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock, too. Hold on, wait a minute, callers.
I want to ask.
I have a question, though.
Sorry, my love. Go ahead.
But ladies first, my love.
All right, thank you. So, you raised a point just now that has taken like a minute, but it really sank in. All of this was happening while you have Bahamian citizens sitting in an airport.
Absolutely.
You have drugs. Really dangerous drugs.
Yes.
You have guns.
Yes.
You have police officers. You have persons from a foreign country,
absolutely,
Colombia, and we know what their reputation is when it comes to guns, as there's the element of violence, you know, there. And you have us just sitting there unaware of what's happening around us. This could have been an even worse situation. It could have escalated. We know that there's some violence that already took place at the airport. I'm not necessarily going to link those two cases, but there are questions out there. I mean, I think it's even more serious than we can see on the surface. And to your point, a commission would help us get there before our neighbors have to tell us once again,
absolutely,
this is what's happening in your country.
Because we are always waiting for the spanking up before we do what we have to do. That is why it is so egregious that the foreign affairs minister is downplaying this. And again, I say, I don't know if he's speaking in his capacity as the party chairman. It is very, very key to point that out. Because we don't know if he's doing damage control for the party when he speaks,
right,
as the national chairman, or we don't know if he's being derelict and negligent in his role as the Minister of Foreign Affairs when he's speaking. Because that is not how a foreign affairs minister should be speaking when you have this massive embarrassment. What transpired there and what happened last week has gone global now because,
absolutely,
of what happened on Wednesday.
The headlines are there.
Absolutely.
And they're tying it in to the indictment. What happened,
absolutely,
in the House of Assembly, they're tying all of that together. They're giving
massive embarrassment.
A certain picture.
And,
right.
And bear in mind that it is not just the airports. We were also at risk at our seaports and the millions of tourists that this administration likes to brag about coming by sea.
Right.
But we still don't feel the impact.
Are sharing the same waters that those boats that is carrying these narcotics and arms, they're sharing the same waters. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you have...
And taxpayer money funded,
absolutely,
a part of this operation.
All right.
Absolutely.
Now, we got to get to the break.
Yeah.
We got to get to the news.
The lines are lit
up. We're going over. So
okay, caller.
I can't. You see the lines are lit up. Every line lit up. Text lines blowing up.
All right.
You have some extra time, right?
I know you're in a bit. I have some extra time.
Especially for us. Yeah, I know that goes. So you can't say nothing. She's staying in. That's how that go. All right. So real quick, let's get this call in, and then we'll get to the break. Talking heads.
Yes, Naughty, MJ.
Hi.
The honorable member.
See, Adam, you got 2.5 minutes. Take us to the break. Go.
How are you?
Go ahead. Yes. Let's just look at it, right? The prime minister has to fire the minister of custody, right? And
that would be himself. Right.
And so, but here's what happens. This covers the five arms, right? Because, first of all, if people are moving in and out, we should know who they are using our intelligence. So this covers immigration. It covers the Department of Corrections because from allegations that's been on the street, that communications for drugs and murders has come from the prison. It covers the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, the Royal Bahamas Police Force, and it covers the customs. It covers the entire armed forces. And the fact that Minister Mitchell is capping for cabinet, which is collective responsibility, he's capping for the party, and he's capping his dereliction of duty for everything else. If you read the story I just sent it to you, Nadia and MJ, you'll see that the United States is withdrawing the DEA from the northern Bahamas. Right.
Yes.
And so when you look at the fact that we say that, if you look at all of the stories that comes out, that Freeport or Grand Bahama is the jump-off point for human trafficking, for drugs, guns, and everything else. But Kamalafi, you're correct. If someone can put drugs on the plane, and we've seen this in many stories, Nat Geo and other things, then they could put guns, they could put bombs, they could put whatever they want to disrupt us on a plane after everyone already went through the whole process. So this shows an endemic failure
Absolutely.
Of our processes
systemic
and our
failures.
System
That's right.
across the country. And so we are in need of leadership that is not in this mindset of denial. And the one thing you want is a commission of inquiry. Even without prosecution, it says you cannot manage what you cannot measure, and you cannot measure what you refuse to acknowledge. And so the inquiry gives us a benchmark. It will uncover the defects, at least the beginning of the defects that we have to face to correct. And one would ask, if you are a government, why you would not want to know where the problem is so
Absolutely.
That you could move to address it. So essentially, the Prime Minister says, I didn't know anything before, but now I'm all knowing that I can actually formulate a strategy to fix that which I don't know. It doesn't make sense. And so it's simply marketing. And then the ending I would simply say is that if the economy is going great and everything is going great, this would have been less impactful. But now that we are faced with a stressed economy and the global economy is changing, and we have now have people looking at us with a jaundiced eye, going back to the days of the narco days for investors, for travelers, for everything else. This has effect across all dimensions of our existence, and we must seek to correct it. And I say it begins with leadership. And so the best thing to do is set a date for an election, and let's simply get a new government in place.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Sialo. Good points.
A heartbreak.
Callers, I see you. We'll get either you could hold and we pick you right up first and foremost right after the news and the break, or you can call us right back after the news and we'll get you on. I see you, but time permits. You got to get to the break. And of course, you know, Tears for Fears in the background. I think this is a perfect song. Everybody wants to rule the world in the 242. You got all kind of foxes who want to rule the world, but who's really willing to step up and pay the cost to be the boss in order to rule the world?
We're going to take a quick
Who's
break.
Who's got the answers? Who's got the solutions?
You're listening to Talking Heads with Nardi and yours truly, MJ, with our special guest today, Ms. Arinthia Komolafi. She's going to stay with us
yes.
till the other side of this. So you guys keep it locked in right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
this over. That safe, guaranteed investment opportunity that you've been waiting for has finally arrived. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. And as of Thursday, November the 21st, all Bahamians, for as little as $100, can begin to save for their future. The investment rates are fixed and guaranteed with terms for 1 to 6 years. So you can't lose. Mark it down. Thursday, November the 21st. Get your Bahamas Government Savings Bonds. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for more details.
Bring flavor home for the holidays with a KFC Festive Feast. Create timeless memories with a $20 KFC Festive Bucket brimming with 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits, or decorate the dinner table with a mega Festive Bucket featuring 8 pieces of juicy chicken, 4 biscuits, a large corn and mashed potato duo with a side of gravy, and 4 of our new pumpkin dessert biscuits. Crunch the holidays however you want, and let us do the dishes. KFC Nassau, it's finger looking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America, HOPE, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report, brought to you by the Island Game.
Joe Cuba Willie, and it's Friday, baby. It's the weekend, that's what I'm talking about. And it's time for the 3-ball and the 4-ball special in my numerology report, brought to you, of course, by the Iron Game. And your 3-ball for the weekend.
792 is the 3-ball. 792, 792. And the 4-ball, 2288. 2288.
That's your 3-ball and your 4-ball for the weekend. Play them and win with the Iron Game. Stay winning, my friend.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Boise, and Boise is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Best of the Best, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Easy Car Sales, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Jerkers Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
All right, we're back at you on the Friday, December 6th edition of Talking Heads. Yes, we will talk sports in this hour. Not as much as we normally do on a Friday. I'm letting you know that now. But Pearly and I will get you your picks, you know, and everybody. Pearly zoomed in as well, too. But ladies.
Hey, Pearly.
Now, you don't have to ask your signature line. Yes, we have MJ and we have Miss Komolafi here today, Pearly.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good.
So we're wrapping up the week in review, Pearly, and then obviously you and I will get into the picks and whatnot, all right? So there'll be enough for everybody to go around. But let's just get to these callers. We've been very patient, who came over from the 4 o'clock into this hour. Let's get to them. Callers, I appreciate your patience. Here we go. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Hey, Pearly, MJ, and Ms. Komolafi.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
You know what I'm disappointed in?
What's that?
All these older persons and Bahamians. Still lotion and body.
Right.
Understand? I was very impressed as a young behemoth. We man, I talked to all my friends after this, man, we was riding right up, man. That's
yeah.
The type of thing we was waiting on a long time.
Absolutely.
You know? Someone showing the initiative and the aggression to stand up against the power. You understand? And show what's going on in this country. And we behind you 100%. Don't listen to all them old people. They are lotionless, just like your boy who always calling the show.
Lotion, pad, and powder.
They can't get over yellow. You understand what I'm saying? My father, my grandfather, all of them was PLP. As individuals, as behemoth.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It's up to us to get past these stages and vote our conscience. Vote for our few. I got 3 little girls. I got to vote for them. Understand?
Correct.
Or they won't have a Bahamas to live in.
That's right.
So I applaud you guys, and you all keep going. You all keep going, yeah? Trust me. Keep going.
Good stuff. All right,
caller. Thank you, caller.
Thanks for the call. Let's get to the other lines. Talking Heads. Call us back. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Naughty.
Yo. Go ahead. Hello?
Yeah. You opened the sports line now?
No, we getting there, but we wrapping up with our guests. What you got for me?
The start of the game, last day with the Lions.
Oh, this Leo, give me a buzz back. Just let us wrap up with Ms. Komolafi and Purdy and I'll get into the sports, and we'll make sure I'll hit you and let you know when to chime in.
But you want me to go on to the next one? Next 10 minutes?
I'll have 10, 15 minutes. You good, though. Just keep listening. Cool. We got you. All right. Talking Heads.
Hey. Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, buddy. Hey, I hear y'all saying, but the Drug Enforcement, America Drugs Agency, right?
Yeah, they're moving there are talks that they're moving the DEA from the Northern Bahamas.
Yeah, but let me say something. It'd be better they keep it because most of the drugs would come through y'all. It'd be designed to go to the United States. You see where you're coming from?
Yep.
The Bahamians don't use a little bit. All these kilo and ton of kilo and things, you think they're going with that to the United States?
Mm.
So if they move it, the people could easily can ship it to them. If you see where you're coming from.
You were lying on some of them old Miami Vice episodes and Scarface. I get you.
We got your point, yeah.
The Bahamas don't have that much appetite for that amount of drugs. So that's one point here. Now, my next point. I didn't want Trump win. Now, he tried to send the immigrant back to wherever he went. Santa Muno warned them.
Right.
That's how Donald
goes. Now, that's not right. I think the Bahamas got to be strong on that. We almost outnumbered right now if we don't watch it. Now, he has won some of them states over there. He ain't got much people on there, like Wyoming and them. Why don't send them there?
You didn't pick out the spots for them, eh?
They got space in
Buffalo and opportunity.
Wyoming,
yeah.
South
right.
Dakota,
send them
North
somewhere
Dakota.
Where they could come. Don't try to put them here because we done burst into the scene. And the Bahamas could soon get extinct if we continue that way. You know you got more immigrant Abaco than any place else. Huh? So, anyway, I got to stop because I could talk a little longer.
All right, man.
Thank
good stuff,
so
man.
Caller.
We got to get to the
have
other calls. Have a good weekend. Talking Heads.
One second,
Jeff. Go ahead, Purdy.
The spirits, especially not in a red state.
That's doesn't like Wyoming.
So
Montana.
Montana. You know,
North
the problem is, people like in Springfield, Ohio, where they had a real shortage of workforce, they had to import people there. You got up a lot of places, and there's another place that does, I can't remember.
But Pearly, in my Trump voice, you need to stop. The cats are now an endangered species. You need to stop, Pearly.
Take your caller.
Take it.
Talking
hey,
ass.
Hey, caller.
I'm still here.
I can't mind.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, my brother Pearly, too. Good afternoon.
Hey.
Listen, the previous caller, he was on to something, and he was spot on. You know, right now, as it stands, I too was trying to figure out, you know, what's going on with this open, it seems like we have open borders. Because right now, as it stands, we have so many persons out there who have Bahamian documents, Bahamian passports, and they did not even go through the process here, but they have them. And even though they didn't mention that the persons that they wanted to send back here were Bahamians, obviously, this is the dumping ground for almost the Caribbean. You know, you send people here who claims this was a jump-off point from here to the States.
Right.
Last place they were was here in the Bahamas, so obviously they sent them back here. And once they get back here, with what's going on in immigration right now and the migration policies here for the country, it seems like it's a free-for-all. We have to fix this country. We can't continue like this. And my last point, the caller was actually correct. We as Bahamians, raw-born Bahamians, as I like to refer to us, we are virtually going extinct. We are going the way of the Arawaks and the Lucayans. Because there's few of us here now, but we are a melting pot of everybody else who's benefiting from this country, except for the raw boys. You know, this nonsense got to stop. So, you know, we have a huge task ahead of us with nobody really helping us with this. So to take on more prisons here, when we are trying to get rid of a whole lot of them, is very counterproductive. But anyway, that's all I wanted to contribute.
Thank you so much.
And it's great to hear your voice again, Mrs. Komolafi. God
bless. Thanks, Delavo. Thank
have
you.
Have a great weekend.
All right, let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads.
Hi, Naughty.
How are you?
MJ. Hi. Mrs. Komolafi. Good afternoon. MJ and Mrs. Komolafi, y'all know I agree with y'all. That second caller, and I know he's still listening. There's no such word as witching. That's number one. Okay? Number two, yes, we need a commission of inquiry, sir. The only way you would object to that is the only reason. Your name coming up? All right, we need to break our system down. We need to weed out the corrupt Bahamians and foreigners who work in our system and move our country forward.
That's right.
Y'all have a good day.
Thanks for the call. Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend, too. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty, 30 seconds. Komolafi, this is for you. In the United States, the Speedy Trial Act of 1974 established that within 48 hours, an individual who's arrested must be taken before the magistrate for an arraignment or presentment or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is that I don't know if any of you have seen that the officer or anybody else has been taken for their arraignment yet.
Well, we don't know. We're getting things in drips and drops.
That's public information. The news, the lawyer should know. The only person who could waive that right and privilege is the actual defendant. So one has to question what arrangements would a defendant make with a sitting grand jury still in play that he would choose not to go to an arraignment to begin to defend himself as opposed to doing something.
Maybe he wanted one more plate of canary food.
Cheese.
He was wanting more canary food? Is that what you said?
I just want to point out that. I do believe when the outgoing commissioner of police spoke on Sunday night, he did mention that there was some proceeding that he was not able to have access to because it is a federal case. So what that proceeding was, we don't know. Perhaps an arraignment, I'm not certain.
I'm just saying. We don't know.
There was something that took place and he said he did not get access to that. So we're not sure about the arraignment.
All right, let's get this last call in and then we'll start our wrap up. Talking Heads.
Yes, good afternoon, Naughty, and good afternoon to the ladies.
Good afternoon.
Yes, well, first of all, Naughty, I heard you calling Mr. White, Mr. Flagg. You got to call him Mr. Window, too, because I saw a video where he was Mr. Brave.
All right.
Jokes.
He's at the window, you know what I mean?
No, but listen, let's make it easy. Then we see him on the Eastern Road, we'll call him Mr. Flagg. When we see him downtown, we'll call him the Window.
Window man.
All right. I mean, but then I don't want them saying that it was not staged if that was the case, because that would be disingenuous, you know what I mean? But what I want to say is people calling for this commission of inquiry, right? When we had the commissioner inquiry, I think that was in the 80s or whenever that was, right? When they brought in that man to it, right?
More.
What was the result of it? You know what I mean? Nothing really came out of it. You know, that kind of way, no one was prosecuted. No accountability was really brought to any individual. So if we were to bring in a commission of inquiry again, is that what we're going to do again? Bring it in just for show? What we need to do is we need to handle our own affairs, all right? What we need to do is we need to put them in court, or whatever the case would be, and let them answer, and then prosecute them, like put them in jail for let there be a penalty for it. I heard Michael Pitta talking about he wants to hold the PLP accountable, right? If he wants to hold them accountable, there's the Public Accounts Committee, and if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Pintard has a major role to play in that, if not the head of it. Why doesn't he push for teeth, like a previous caller called? Why not put in place legislation? Why not put in place policies that will deal with whatever you're dealing with? Because the march downtown was for what exactly? What did it prove? The people ain't stupid no more, Ms. Komolafi. You know that kind of thing? We ain't stupid no more. We want to see governments put in place or oppositions call for legislation to be put in place that prevents them from doing the things that they do now.
But, Colin, let me ask you this question. Wouldn't the PAC work more effectively with an operating and functioning Freedom of Information Act and a Procurement Act? Wouldn't that fire off?
And that's what I'm saying, Naughty. What I'm saying is that those are the things that I would like to see the opposition push for or go into the streets but Carla, for. But Carla, it'll be hypocritical.
The opposition has been pushing
push
for that.
For something to be put in place. The opposition has
been pushing for that. And the most recent sweeping reforms when it comes to good governance was implemented by the Free National Movement. When you talk about fiscal responsibility legislation and bringing forward FOIA and all of these different legislations that provides for accountability and transparency in government. Well, the term is cut short. It's 4 years. Pintard is now the leader of the party. He said on multiple occasions that a good governance platform would be his platform. He speaks all the time about procurement. He speaks all the time about the Public Accounts Committee. We all know that the system that we have, this Westminster system of governance, the way that we operate it, because the same persons who we inherited from have already amended even their processes and procedures. We have not. He is said put there in the House of Parliament and sitting in the cabinet as the Prime Minister that these are the sweeping reforms that he would bring. He speaks all the time to the platform. And I don't disagree. I disagree with you that nothing was achieved on Wednesday. You know, because I hear this talking point from the Progressive Liberal Party too. In the House, they were screaming, you are not pinning, you are not pinning. No, Shannon Cartwright is not pinning. But he is doing what he has to do for his generation. There's a passage of scripture that says that David served his generation according to the will of God. And when he was done, he went to sleep. The only person who was incorrupted, and certain passage of scripture, certain versions say he saw no corruption, meaning that he had he saw corruption in his life. But that was compared also to Jesus Christ himself, who came to do the will of the Lord himself, but he saw no corruption because he is the only incorruptible one. So for us to suggest that there is one man who can be incorruptible or there's one man who has the right to throw, and I love Sir Lyndon, okay? I appreciate everything that he has done for this country and the platform that he has done, laid and everything that we are benefiting from and the generation. And so he was not alone. You heard me said earlier in this call that the idea to throw the mace out of the window, he himself, his own words, in his autobiography said that it came from either Cecil Wallace or Loftus Roker, but he couldn't remember. The reality is they were all in on it. And so if he did what he had to do for his generation, and Cecil Wallace was behind that, who later became a Free National Movement member, and Loftus Roker, may his soul rest in peace, who before he died, during this term said there's no leadership in this country. If they were there with Pinlin, standing in arms with Pinlin, and they were behind the whole, now they did what they had to do for their generation, which brought about sweeping changes. Because 2 years later, as a caller mentioned earlier, majority rule came. I don't agree with that same caller who said that nothing is going to come out of what happened on Wednesday. Because there is going to be a turn, because we must continue to preserve this democracy that all of those gentlemen who I just mentioned and others fought for. We must have transparency and accountability in governance. Now, it is disingenuous to say that Mr. Pintard should push for these sweeping reforms when you know he is the minority inside the House. When he is elevated to the office of Prime Minister, then you can hold his feet to the fire. But I find it interesting from Bahamians, right-thinking Bahamians, that we refuse to pass the buck and not hold the governing party accountable. They're the ones with the power. They're the ones with the teat. They're the ones, if they were committed to transparency and accountability, they would put the teat in the policies, the procedures, and the legislation that governs the Public Accounts Committee. Why are you laying that at the feet at the opposition? It's disingenuous. They don't have the power to do so.
I would go a step further because I recall when Mr. Pintard made his intentions clear to use the PAC to accomplish certain things, wasn't it our very own sitting attorney general who said that certain permanent secretaries would not be made available?
Absolutely. And we see this all the time. So if this particular administration was committed to it and the attorney general, who is the chief lawyer, the chief attorney for the government, is not making the relevant public servants and persons serving in the relevant capacities available to the leader of the opposition, then what do you want him to do? We saw how the auditor general went out. He was very disappointed. Very disappointed. And this is a man who gave stellar service to the government for years, but could not, was restricted from doing his work. Now we have to stop playing games and we have to think as Bahamians.
You have to demand this accountability from your government. And right now, the governing party is the Progressive Liberal Party. Let's stop passing the buck and let's stop deflecting.
All right, let's get this call in real quick. Talking Heads.
Yeah, hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry to call back, but that previous caller, when he's saying that in this Commerce Commission inquiry, people had this rule. If they find you up in something, you and them got to resign, leave your job, and it's been embarrassing. So I don't, only thing that don't happen is you don't go to jail, but you would be exposed then, and you said, like I say, repeat myself, you said, I'm going to resign your job and, you know, throw you under the bus then. So don't believe nothing, don't come out that.
Well, he did, and also,
good stuff. Thanks,
there were key resignations in Pinland's cabinet following that commission of inquiry.
Absolutely.
You and know, if the cracks started to show in the regime from then.
If there were a commission of inquiry today and we find that certain persons committed some egregious acts and nothing comes of it, like the caller suggested, then that's not only an indictment on our system, that's an indictment on us as Bahamians for allowing it to happen. So
that's
we need
correct.
To take some responsibility as well.
All right, we got it. Time is running out, and you know.
I just have one.
We do have to get this
one,
but you know.
Question. I wanted to, because a lot of people are
so we can see what, in another 2 weeks? 2 weeks or so?
The new year.
All right, good, in the new year. Sorry.
I'm getting a lot of text messages about Mr. Trump and his plans and the Prime Minister's response, which we expect that better be the response.
Well, it better
when
be.
Someone
but
comes.
That was a good deflection, too.
It was. The
was
timing on that
yes.
took the headlines this
Absolutely.
Morning. But, yeah, just the thoughts on that. And then just because you then start to tie it all together. You have this incoming administration in the U.S. They have certain very radical, my words, thoughts about what they plan to do to handle some of their problems, maybe put on to some other countries. Then you have this thing happening with us where our relationship with the U.S. doesn't seem to be, in terms of, you know, them even giving us a heads
communication,
up.
Communication, yes.
Even mentioning a high-ranking politician, which, by the way, we still need
we
to
still
identify
don't know who, that is.
Who that person is. I think that's important. But how is this this government, you think, dealing with all of our foreign relations right now and our foreign relationships?
Yeah, I don't know. I think so let's take this particular point first. The prime minister that we have today made climate change his primary,
numero uno.
Exactly.
Correct.
Its primary policy initiative, foreign policy initiative. Well, it's supposed to be domestic policy too if we listen to him. The president that is going to be installed in a couple of weeks
Absolutely.
Is not on the climate change
train. It's not on that train.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have this challenge. Somebody mentioned it earlier with the write-up in the Miami Herald and
yeah.
the revelation that the DEA will be pulling out of Freeport.
The Northern Bahamas.
Of the Northern Bahamas. And Haiti, which is where we have a lot of issues with human trafficking. And, of course, we understand we have this issue with arms and drugs trafficking.
Right.
Right? And we know Trump is going to be no nonsense on that because Trump's own policy as he walked the platform for years because he never stopped campaigning.
No.
Was that he wanted to get these bad guys out.
Right.
Right? From these dirt poor countries. You'd hear him, he's like, they're bringing the drugs in our country.
Right.
They're bringing cocaine in our country.
We remember the famous asshole countries
yeah,
comment
absolutely.
From years ago.
So
yeah.
he has, like him or not, a zero tolerance policy on drug trafficking and cocaine. And that's a challenge for us, right? Because we need the U.S. to help us police these borders. And I
Absolutely.
Think that policy of pressure, we need to ascertain if that is going to be the policy also of the Trump administration. And these are the things we want to hear our foreign minister speaking about, not downplaying the seriousness of this indictment, but saying, look, we're talking to our partners. We're saying to our partners, because the prime minister said to us, he spoke to these persons on at least
on
three occasions, but he didn't
right.
tell us what came out of that. He didn't say what initiatives they were going to move forward to. He didn't say how they were going to rectify certain stuff. So we need to hear the foreign minister who was instructed by the prime minister to go and speak to our partners. We need to hear him saying, look, we're revisiting certain policy initiatives that were ongoing under the Biden administration that benefited us. And we want to know with the Trump administration if they're going to maintain these things. Now, this whole situation with deportation and stuff like that, again, like you said, strong position by the government. Hopefully they maintain the position. But
We can't be so sure that that is their position when that was used as a deflection from everything that they were dealing with this week.
And more telling, now that I think about it, was the line in the statement by the prime minister saying that they had no further contact after the prime minister denied their requests, you know?
Yes.
And like you said,
that was the end of it.
So that's kind of
like... Now you get contact afterwards. All right, let's get to the phone lines real quick. Last one, Talking Heads.
Yes, good evening. Sound like MJ and Ms. Komolafi.
Good afternoon.
You know, Ms. Komolafi, you know, 52 knows that you have plenty of brains in your, what I'll call a polymath, all right? They make your mouth all they want. They always enjoy you on the radio.
Yes, sir.
You're real. But, you know, I'm appalled at the lack of response by him in public, right? Especially, this corruption within the police force goes beyond just drug trafficking and et cetera, et cetera. You know, the thing is, we saw where... the army, right? But we sit and ponder, and it's so... listen to me. The apple is rotten to the core, all right? There's no way we can settle the score. This country is filthy. But the thing is, there must be mechanisms put in place. Because all I'm hearing is rhetoric, and nothing is being done, right? Citizens are not safe, all right? I don't even want to comment about immigration because it highlights, and like I said on the radio, and we're paying the price for not listening to citizens like me and everybody else who call and talk sense on this area. But what I'm saying is when I said that you have to juxtapose human trafficking, drug trafficking, gun smuggling, drug running, all of those are juxtaposed, all of those interface with one another. So I don't know why, if we have an unabated migration problem, we can't just juxtapose that with everything. And so the reason why Trump, it doesn't like climate change because he knows it's a hoax. I mean, I don't want to get into the science, but, you know, just listen to what I say or just don't judge me. Go and read up on it. It's a hoax. It's really a big social, global, engineering, human project. That's all it really is. Bless her.
Be sure, 52. Always good stuff.
We will not judge you on that comment.
Yes. All right. Yeah. Let me get a couple of texts in before we wrap up. And we have to do this again in the new year, obviously. Good day, Naughty. Trump is my boy, but asking us to take migrants is a no-no. The PM only said no because Trump ain't for climate change. That's too sad. Hello, when I start my political organization, I'm going to call it the Maze Throwers. All right, the Maze Throwers. All right, I got you. Mace, M-A-C-E, by the way.
It's a typo.
Good afternoon, Naughty. MJ, my favorite talk show host and your guest. As Foreign Minister Fred Mitchell needs to find his place, he did the same with the ruling in New York with China Construction and Bahama. And Bahama are simply saying he's a J.A.
Downplay.
A junior achiever? By the way, Ms. Komolafi, I voted DNA straight through. When they called the DNA votes in certain constituencies, I was one of the proud. A change was due 20 years ago, but no one is willing to step out of their comfort zone. So here we are. Please, please, please join forces with the FNM to make this historic change we need. Texter, I don't know if you...
I don't know.
You missed the show a couple months back when Ms. Komolafi on this show revealed to everybody.
Yeah.
She was joining the FNM.
She is a part of that organization.
Thank you, Texter.
All right. And then here we have another one. So a drug plane with two Colombians crashed in Acklands today. Interesting. Naughty, please see the article from the Tribune, October 2024, earlier this year. All right, I will. I'll make an effort to read that. Sounds like that could be some good reading. Naughty, something was achieved on Thursday. The voice of the people was heard. Good show, Naughty. No commission of inquiry because nothing comes out of it. Instead, prosecute these guys in court and give jail time for treason. Every single thing Ms. Komolafi just said was facts. Well said, my dear. Who can't rebuke what she just said? And applause, emojis. Fred has no children. What happened to the cocaine bus with the Chinese? There you go. All right, here's another one for you that you can answer on the way out. Naughty, I just heard Ms. Komolafi say on your show the opposition can't make any real changes, but they can file a judicial review. I'd like her comments on that.
I mean, obviously, there are tools that are within the Constitution and within the legal framework that the opposition can use. But the likelihood of going to Parliament and getting any legislation passed, the numbers don't favor them. That's just the reality. Okay? He who has the most, that's the one. It's like you heard the leader of the opposition continue to say in the Parliament, the government will have their way, but the opposition will have their say. As much as we don't want to hear all the talking, for the most part, that is what the opposition will continue to do, continue to keep the advocacy up, continue to demand transparency and accountability, and then continue to do actions. If you have to get to that extreme, we don't want to get to that extreme. which have a situation where there's no fairness and there's no equity and there's imbalance that is happening within our institutions, key institutions, where the people have sent these individuals there to represent them, then you're going to have to go through some extreme lengths. And that's where we went this past Wednesday.
And you got to have the stomach for it, too.
Yeah, you got to
be strong.
You got to be strong, and you got to be able to stand behind it. Right? Because there's always the next morning.
And you got to be fast, too. Get to that window quick. All right.
All right. We want to thank you so much for stopping by.
Always a pleasure.
We got most everything we wanted to get in today, but, you know, still, we got to save some time for sports. So we'll definitely see you in the new year.
Yes.
If we don't see you before, all the best to you and the fam. Have an awesome Christmas. Yes. Enjoy it to the fullest.
Will do. Will do.
And make sure I enjoy time home with that one from school, too.
I will. She's home in a couple of weeks. And who you got in the championship cup now that the Lakers have been eliminated? I'm going with the Bucks.
With the Bucks?
Yeah. I know it's a tough order, but I am going with the Bucks.
I got to revisit that. There's one or two teams left. I don't know. I might not have to join you on the Bucks. I might have to disagree on the Bucks.
You're going to go on the other side of the bracket?
Yeah.
OKC
is a team that I got my eye on. Young and talented and up and coming and got a dynamic young leader and some good veterans. Kind of like this F&M ticket Pinto I'm putting together. You
right,
got to watch out.
Yes, absolutely.
But I like the Thunder. I like the Thunder.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you all, and Merry Christmas to y'all, and Happy New Year if I don't get to see you, and a Merry Christmas to the constituents of Carmichael.
There you go. Quick break, flip side of the break. We'll be talking sports, so all you sports jocks, let's go. We got the picks coming up. Pearlie will be in the building. I'm in the building. MJ's here. We're going to make it happen for you all on the flip side of the break. Don't touch it.
Wait on your judgment day. Bobby Ron. Me burn a fire, burn a week, and Babylon and the preacher could never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with
you. For fast printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Flavid Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Flavid Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles. With new arrivals, John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More treatments means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
We're back at you on the Friday, December 6th edition of Talking Heads. MJ, along with your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. and I'm just going to talk some sports with me and Pearlie right now.
Pearlie, I'm listening to your
Pearlie Simo.
Your take.
Hey.
All right. Good stuff there with Miss Komolafi, man.
That's very nice. Very good. She's a very, very dynamic lady.
All right. Now let's get into the sports. We're going to chop it up. Let's get to the calls real quick. Talking Heads.
You said Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, Big Chief?
Man, this is the first time I call your show and MJ actually here.
Listen, you're the only thing that's brightening up this show.
Oh, wow. Well,
you like Jesus.
Oh, that feeling.
Now, hold on, Doc. You know I can go plenty ways with this right now, right?
Thank you.
But
so
I can leave that alone. I can leave it alone.
I love it. Thank you.
Listen. I got to say this, right? You know me. I don't know no political side like that. But I got to give a shout out to my good large brother, because I ain't seen him move that quick since he was playing point guard in the BIASF. Right?
Shannon Dawn. He ain't been that bad since he was on Fries and McDonald's.
I was told that day was your Founders Day, so he needed some little excitement to add to Founders Day. Any truth to that rumor?
I know what you're talking about. Listen, I got to make it quick because the sun going down and you know it's a good 7 days better, right? So tomorrow, 4 o'clock, Georgia, Texas. Georgia beats Texas. Georgia gets the first round by. Look for Georgia to be the national championship. You're taking it all this year. All right?
Sunday night. I pick your Chiefs over the Chargers.
We clinch 9 straight years of the AFC West. We're going to put the Chargers down. 1-4-4.
That's a very interesting stat. 9 straight NFC West championships for the Chiefs. Wow.
Okay. 9. Okay? So, I'm telling you. And that's 9. That's 9 under.
Andy Reid. Andy owns the division. Okay. All right, man. Safe travels. Be safe out there. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk. All right, bro. Take care.
Thanks.
I'm too sure about that Georgia Texas game, but anyway, we'll see.
Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah, man. Afternoon to you. Leo be here.
Hey, what's going on, Leo?
Right here, man. Just wanted to kind of touch bases on the game last night with the Lions.
All right, yeah. Before Pearlie and I get into the picks, yeah, let's talk about that game. Did you enjoy that?
I really did enjoy it.
That's probably the best Thursday night football game we've had for the season. A lot of teams come in on a short week. You get ugly games. But that was a shootout last night, man. And I don't want people to sleep on the Packers. The Packers are a very good team. They just happen to be in a monster division this year with 3 juggernauts. What you saw. You saw Minnesota do that thing earlier in the year. And you've seen Green Bay do that thing. And last night, Detroit's been consistent all season long, and they've been the most consistent factor in that division. But I think 3 of those teams make the playoffs in the NFC.
I think what's so crazy about last night is the fact that Detroit had, I think, I understand, 12 starters missing on defense. So, they're right behind the 49ers. Someone tried to scoot me that.
Then you got street free agents like Quan Alexander getting off the couch and making plays. You see that Dan Campbell has got street free agents buying in, veterans buying in. And the next man up is the mantra in that locker room, and they step up and play. But listen, can't take nothing away from Jared Goff. If they get the number 1 seed, they're going to go to the NFC Championship game because they're going to play at home. They don't have to go outside, and they're going to be a tough out.
Yeah. Jared Goff, he definitely has a chip on his shoulder. And, I mean, Dan Campbell, man, I would say this. I mean, it really was a tight contested game, and the thing with Dan Campbell is, I love his aggressiveness, but sometimes it could come back to bite him in a sense. Because, for example, when he went for it on 4th down, if you remember that part in the game, I don't know if it was the 3rd quarter or early part of the 4th quarter, but it was a lot of time on the clock. And if you go for it on 4th down and you get stuffed, you're giving the Packers the ball at their 30-yard line within the red zone. I thought that could have potentially be a backbreaker. You know, they got this young boy, this kicker who's been very consistent. That's how you call the game, in that the Packers are hot. Jacobs was just destroying people last night. And, you know, you do not want to give the ball back to Love at all that time left on the clock with a minute, I think, maybe 30 seconds or something like that. Plenty of time for them to go back down the field, either tied or score. So you kill the clock. That was brilliant. But if Campbell knows how to toggle between, you know, just threading the needle in terms of when to go for it without aggressiveness and when to just kind of like, okay, well, it's too early for that, then I think he'd go far. But his overzealousness may cost him again. We'll see. But I always look at Dan Campbell as being the NFC version of Mike Tomlin, man. And I got to say, Naughty, on that note, and I got to say publicly, because I say it in the group, you know, I got to apologize to Mike Tomlin and Russell Wilson, because honestly, I didn't know what I was getting with them this season. Russell Wilson.
Listen, Russell Wilson threw for 3,000 yards last year, 29 touchdowns, 6 interceptions in Denver. You know, the problem was he had issues with the coaching. So
the Michael, he had some really head-scratching, clunky games, A, and then B, he only played in one preseason this lap.
Well, it looks like you got veteran leadership to get you through. Now, do you win that game against Cleveland this week? Do you get revenge for the snow game a couple of weeks ago?
Well, no, yeah, put it this, right? You got bragging rights for me for the rest of the season. The Cowboys beat the Steelers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But since you guys put that on us, that fourth down, you got to live that down, we didn't lose. We went on a 5-game winning streak, all right, until Cleveland, because, again, division game. I tell people division games, obviously, as you guys know, you throw the records out. I don't care if Cleveland didn't win a game. You know, we see each other twice a year. They know our personnel. We know their personnel. That's what's up, okay? Got to give it to them in the snow and all that stuff. But the way that I see that we're running in the form now with Najee really running with a chip on his shoulder, again, guided with Russell Wilson being a Super Bowl-winning minor quarterback. And if we could get Pickens, and Joey Porter Jr., they're the X-Factors, Naughty. Because they almost gave that game away with the Bengals with all those penalties. If Joey could just... You know, there's nothing wrong with playing aggressive, but just, you know, that super handy stuff.
But that comes with young players. But, Leo, good points. We got to get to the other calls, but good points, man. I appreciate you chiming in, man. Have a great weekend, and good luck with your Steelers, all right?
Yeah. Have a good week.
Let's get to the other calls real quick. Talking Heads. Mr. Producer, look out for Eric. He's trying to chime in. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. All right, now, Purdy.
Yes, sir.
We got to get to the picks in a second, all right? As a matter of fact, we got to get to the picks now. But before, we got Eric on the line.
Yes, we do.
Eric, what's going on, man? Listen here, man.
I hear your voice too, man.
You too, bro. Yeah, you want to hear my voice because you want to hear with 5 and 7 sound like. Welcome to the club, brother. You drink rum, ice, drink whiskey.
Single cowgirl fan I know.
Well, you're 49ers. You're 99ers. It's the same way.
Y'all just love to call me and just remind me that we are injury depleted right now.
And we are injury depleted also. We're injury depleted also. We lost our franchise quarterback. What are you talking about? We lost our all-pro quarterback. What are you talking about?
Can we at least agree that anytime you cowgirls see the Niners on your schedule that it's an L?
No, sir.
Ooh.
No, sir.
Not
at a 21-20 clip all time. Not at a 21-20 clip. No, sir.
Oh, man. When the last 4 years, if the last 3-4 years is indicative, it'll
to. But if you want me to admit, you know, that you've owned us for the last 4 seasons or 5 seasons, I can do that as long as you admit that you haven't won a Super Bowl in 30 years to our 29.
But you haven't been.
It doesn't matter if you've been. Last to lose makes you the 49ers. That's why you're the 49ers, because they have you all up on that hill believing you're going to the Super Bowl just to wet noodle in the blanket and make you last to lose. So
you can't even get in the blanket.
I don't want to go and get in the blanket if I'm a lose. If I can get kicked out of the blanket, I don't want to get in it. I want to be the piggy in the blanket and stay there the whole time and get all the benefits that come with the blanket.
Well, the only way to get in the blanket and stay in the blanket is to get in the blanket.
Get to the picks. I don't know what you're running on, but you know why? Because this is crazy. But the voice of a dolphin is the voice of reason today, because they're 6-6 and we're 5-7. So
not in. Jeez.
Just take it and be quiet.
That's all.
Yeah.
All right, here we go, man. We gotta get him in rapid fire. We got 13 games this week in week 14. Obviously, we got some key teams on bye, including the Ravens, including the Texans. So, fantasy playoffs, you got to get in this week. You got to craft it. You got to do well. You got to be a good GM, because there's going to be a lot of buys.
Working bad hard this week.
All right. Now, here we go. And MJ, you beat Pearly last week too, by the way. Just remind him that you...
I did beat him in fantasy football, but you stuck him. Pearly's my boy. I would not rub that in his face at all.
I will.
I would not.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I would not. Rough. I. What do you mean, wow?
Don't worry. We go on the spot and put you in the league next year. It's on Sunday in Miami. No snow, no cold, no weather. I think no Breece Hall possibly for the New York Jets. Aaron Rodgers may make some noise, but I think the Dolphins get it done. I think the Dolphins can legitimately secure a wild card spot in the AFC, and I think they're playing for it.
I think they win on Sunday.
I don't think they get a wild card spot, though. The Chargers. Chargers looking good. Chargers are surging. They can do what's necessary. Harbaugh did not come back to the NFL to sit home in January.
Well, I see him getting spanked on Sunday night, but we'll talk about that later. Next game up, Tennessee Titans at home against the Jacksonville Jaguars. AFC South Shutter Dwellers, I like the Titans to make a statement in this one and get it done against the Jaguars, who seem to be playing for nothing.
They got the quarterback.
I can go to Pearly, then I can go to you, Eric, so then that way we don't talk over each other. Go ahead, Pearly.
They got no quarterback. Jacksonville, that's really bad this year. I'll take the Titans and the points.
Who you like, Eric?
Same way. I was going to say the same thing.
All right, we got the Pittsburgh Steelers at home against the Cleveland Browns. A couple of weeks ago, I watched that game in the snow. Cleveland was fired up. I think Cleveland gets fired up and makes it an entertaining game, but I think Pittsburgh wins at home because they're just better than Cleveland, and they're at home.
Yeah, I agree. I think like division throw the records out and all that, but I think Pittsburgh has got something to prove. They took a loss in Cleveland. They're not going to let them come in Pittsburgh and beat them. I got Pittsburgh, and I'll give them the points as well.
What say you, Eric?
Why is it that me and Pearly sound just alike this week? The exact same thing.
All right.
Make a statement this week because that game in the snow was a fluke.
Let's move to the battle of the New Orleans versus New York in New York. I'm going to go with the New Orleans Saints because, listen, when I hear the names like Drew Locke and Tommy DeVito, I'm thinking like it's a detective and a character from The Sopranos. You know, it's an episode from The Sopranos. Like one is the cop and one is the Guido bad guy. So I don't want anybody... who's quite, I'm going to roll with the New Orleans Saints to get it done. They got injuries. The Giants got injuries. This may be an entertaining game simply because both teams suck, but I'm going to go with the New Orleans Saints.
I think the Giants are tanking for Cam Ward. I need Kamara to give me to have a good game. I need some points out of him. I'm going with the Saints.
Alvin Kamara's playing. Going with the Saints.
Yeah, I'm with you on that tank for Cam Ward angle as well, too, there, Pearly. Philadelphia Eagles at home against the Carolina Panthers. This could be a trap game, but I think the Eagles get it done.
This ain't no trap game. The Eagles can spank them. I'm impressed with those rookie cornerbacks the Eagles got. I like them. I'll take them in the money line.
Who you got, Eric?
Oh, boy. Here's the trap game of the week. I say Bryce Young does a deed.
You say Bryce Young makes an upset? Pulls an upset?
Pulls an upset. I say he pulls an upset. Last second field goal, bro.
I think it's a trap game. It could go that way, but I got to roll with the Eagles because they're at home and they're the better squad.
That's why I say the money line. That's why I say the money line. You know, if not, take the Panthers and the points.
Minnesota Vikings. Atlanta Falcons. I'll take the Vikings at home. They're a different breed of animal there. And I think Justin Jefferson shows out this week.
I'm so disappointed in the Falcons. I just thought they were a lot tougher team. I thought the defense would be a lot better. I like the Vikings.
Yeah, Justin Jefferson had a rough game last week. Although the Vikings pulled out the victory in the end, he was targeted 8-9 times, maybe 4 catches. I feel as though he has a very explosive game against that secondary. And like you said, Naughty, Atlanta was supposed to be the team this year. They got it all on paper. Kyle Pitts finally had a quarterback. Minnesota reminds quarterback name for the Falcons again. Are you there? Kirk Cousins, but you should have stayed. Yeah,
I think that ran its course in Minnesota. $84 million guaranteed. he had to get out. All right, you got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home against the Las Vegas Raiders. I like the Buccaneers at home to continue making a statement and to continue trying to play for that division.
I like Baker. I don't know why, but I just like Baker Mayfield. Raiders got a little ways to go. I see some fire in them last week, but not enough. I like the Buccaneers.
Same way. And the Raiders can win at least 2 more games this year, but not this week.
Seattle Seahawks on the road against Arizona. I like the Seahawks on the road. I think they're the best team in the NFC West right now, and I think they get it done. It's going to be ugly, but I think they get it done.
If Arizona's offense could have a game like they've had, I'm going to Seattle. Let's leave that.
All right.
I need Arizona, Seattle. I need Arizona to win. You know, keep that division tight. Keep it close.
Yeah, 49ers ain't winning. Just give up that dream. Buffalo Bills against the Los Angeles Rams on Sunday.
That's going to be the best game.
I think this could be a trap game for Buffalo.
A trap game for Buffalo?
Yep.
You really think the Bills may lose this one, Pearly?
What they went through last week in the big game they had last week, to come into this game, I think they could be a little let down. I wouldn't be surprised if the Rams win. But I'm going to pick the Rams in the points.
Interesting. The Rams. I like the Rams. I like them in other situations. I just don't like them against the Bills. I think the Bills get it done. All right, okay. Here we go. Sunday afternoon shootout. The Chicago Bears on the road against the San Francisco 49ers.
Is Kittle playing?
Yeah.
Is Bosa?
No.
I like the Bears for an upset.
The Bears for an upset? I like the Bears for an upset, too.
Nah,
I do.
Nah, not a bit. The Bears don't have what it takes to beat our offense. Defense is suspect, so.
I don't know.
Yeah, we can put something on them fingernail polish.
Caleb Williams. Anyway, Eric, I can send you, I got a Caleb Williams joke. I'm going to send it to you off air. I can't say it on air, but I'll send it to you off air, okay?
Please.
All right, no problem. But I like the Bears to get the upset on Sunday. We got Sunday Night Football, Kansas City Chiefs, Los Angeles Chargers in Kansas City. Weather is going to be a factor. I like the Chiefs. Like Big Chief called in earlier, and they're about to win 9 straight division titles, AFC West titles. Andy Reid owns the division. I think the Chargers are much improved. They're going to be competitive. Like you say, a shot at a wild card for sure. But I like Kansas City to get it done on Sunday night.
I think this game right here would go as a factor as to whether the Dolphins can make the wild card. If the Chargers win this game, forget it. Forget it. But I like the Chiefs.
I like
what kind of weather are we talking about? Snow, rain?
Yeah,
snow?
You can have some cold weather and you may have some snow. You know how Kansas City go?
If there isn't any snow, I believe San Diego guts one out 16-13.
You really think so?
I really
it's a possibility. That's why I'm saying that.
Well, I really don't know. I think if they were playing in Los Angeles, you got a better shot at that happening. I don't think that happens now.
When they lost the first meeting by, a field goal or something like that? It was a close game the first time.
Well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I got to
play Kansas City. Close game, so that don't matter.
And you know, Kansas City got that refs. They wearing red and white stripes on Sunday night, so you know they should be good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, finally, Monday Night Football. Listen, my Dallas Cowboys have some pipe dream about making a wild card and blah, 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 blah. That's just more Jerry Jones foolishness. We should have stood pat and tanked and got a high pick. But Jerry don't like to spend money, so he won a middle-of-the-road pick. So let's try to keep people happy this year and competitive and blah, blah. We're going to lose Monday night, and I'll tell you why. Despite the offense being a little resurgent with Cooper Rush, CeeDee Lamb, Rico Dowdle getting his first 100-yard game, but then committing to running it a certain way and we getting points, our secondary is depleted. Trayvon Diggs is out. The backup corner to Trayvon is out. A member of the secondary is out. And that could be Donovan Wilson on top of that, out. Only got a healthy Deron Bland back then. He's coming off foot injury that had him out for the first 7 weeks of the season. A healthy Joe Burrow, a healthy Ja'Marr Chase, a healthy T. Higgins is going to light up that back end of the Cowboy defense. 38-31, entertaining game on Monday night. Cowboys lose, Bengals win.
I kind of agree with you. I think because of the secondary is depleted, I think Ja'Marr Chase will have a field day. Couple of touchdown catches. I like the Cincinnati in the points and to win. So if you're betting, you could either bet them in money line, or you could bet to take the points.
Who you like there, Eric?
Cincinnati has no defense, but Joe Burrow, if he had a defense, was going to be in the MVP talks. If you look at his
numbers, are ridiculous.
Interception ratio, he is torching teams, 30 plus points. And like you said, Dallas defense, man, me, you, and Pearly might as well suit up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they win 38-27.
There you go.
Oh. Wow.
And don't forget, the picks are all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And the Island Game still has one big drawing left in the NFL take. It's the grand prize up for grabs this month. All expense paid trip to New Orleans and the Super Bowl for two. All right. All you have to do is simply log on to theislandgame.com. Set up your sportsbook account. Once you do that, they're going to give you some bonus bucks to play with. Make a $20 bet, single game or parlay, and you're registered for the grand drawing this month. Now, that all expense paid trip to the Super Bowl. Pearly, I appreciate you. Eric, I appreciate you.
By the way, you know why the Thursday night game was so entertaining last night?
Why?
Both teams had a week off.
That's true, too. They came in off a bye. That's absolutely right. Because most weeks it's horrible. But I appreciate both of you guys chiming. Have a great weekend with your families. We'll do it again next week. For MJ, for our special guest, Ms. Komolafi, my super producer, Chris, in there, everybody. Have a great weekend, Bahamas. Everybody chimed in good stuff. Enjoy it. Be good. And if you can't be good at it. And we'll see you Monday.